Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Current, a novel, by Tim Johnston. Read by Sarah Mullo Christensen. He whispered this last so low that it was inaudible to anyone who did not love you. Ernest Hemingway, Across the River and Into the Trees. Part 1. 1. The two girls, young women, met for the first time the day they moved in together, first semester of that first year of college, third floor of Banks Hall, a north-facing room that overlooked green lawns and treetops and streams of students coming and going on the walkways below. Roommated by mysterious processes, perhaps a computer algorithm, perhaps a tired administrator plowing his way through 1,000 folders, the girls tried at first to become friends, then tried simply to get along, and finally put in for reassignment, each without telling the other, and by the end of the winter holidays had both moved into new rooms with new roommates. If they saw each other on campus after that, they pretended they hadn't. They looked away, they looked at the sky, they received phone alerts of highest importance. They seemed to have made a pact of mutual invisibility, and this pact might have gone on forever, all the way through college at least, if not for a literature class in the fall of their sophomore year. The class, the Romantics it was called, like the band, was crammed into a too small classroom, a space not much bigger than those dorm rooms, and yet neither girl wanted to be the one to drop, but instead kept coming to class and taking her seat. 3 weeks into the semester, one of the